B5. Girl in Translation.
We had a big physical science test in 2 weeks, covering topics like mass, force, and acceleration. And everyone else seemed scared. I was actually relieved to have a subject that involved so much math. But I saw some of the other kids huddled around the lockers after school one day, trying to do their homework and complaining that they didn't understand a thing. I flunked the last test, I heard Cheryl saying to her friends. I'm going to get grounded if it happens again. This one's going to be even harder, Kurt said. Everyone will fail, and then they'll have to throw away the results. At that moment, Cheryl caught sight of me. Her tone was dry. Not everyone. I ducked my head and kept on walking, but I could feel them watching me. On the day of the test, our desks were arranged in rows. This time, I was sitting behind Tammy, and Kurt was in the next row, directly across from me. Our teacher, Mrs. Reynolds, was walking around the room, passing out the tests. Tammy turned around and spoke to me. Do you have an extra pencil? My point just broke. I nodded and gestured at the one I'd placed on my desk. As she reached out to take it, a small piece of folded yellow paper fluttered from her sleeve to the floor. I automatically bent down and picked it up, but by the time I straightened up, Tammy had already turned back around her seat. Could this be a note for me? I didn't pass notes in class, but I'd seen others do it with friends, shaking with suppressed laughter. Feeling flattered and curious, I was beginning to open the note when Mrs. Reynolds came up from behind and took it from my hand. She finished unfolding it, and I watched with horror, sure it was something private. Mrs. Reynolds studied it through her round, brown glasses. I hadn't expected this of you, Kimberly. Tammy was staring straight ahead, as if she hadn't done anything at all. Mrs. Reynolds' lips were compressed in a thin line of disapproval, and she held the note up for me to read. I could barely make it out, but realized it was filled with what looked like scribbled definitions for Newton's laws, plus formulas for things like velocity and speed. I figured out what had happened. My face flamed. I would never cheat, even in subjects where I had trouble. That wasn't the way Ma had brought me up. How little everyone here knew me, to even think I could do such a thing. Tammy turned her head now, behind Mrs. Reynolds' back, pleading with her eyes for me not to tell on her. That's not mine, I said. Please come with me. Mrs. Reynolds gestured for the assistant teacher to take over the class. She left the room and I followed her, feeling the eyes of the entire class upon me. I felt nauseated as we went down the hallway to the office of the director of the science and math department, Dr. Copeland. Dr. Copeland looked up as Mrs. Reynolds knocked on her open door. The director was so thin as to be gaunt, with old scars etched into both sides of her face, as if she'd once been in an accident of some kind. Mrs. Reynolds shut the door behind us, then explained what had happened. She handed over the incriminating piece of paper. I clasped my shaking hands together. We take cheating very seriously here, Dr. Copeland said in a deceptively mild voice. But her eyes blazed into mine. Students have been expelled for it. I wasn't, I said, my fear making my voice tremble. Mrs. Reynolds found this in your hand. I just picked it up. Her face was white with tension. I'd like to believe you, Kimberly, especially since you're such a good student. But if it's not yours, then why would you do that? It's hard to argue with the fact that you had a cheat sheet for the test in your possession. I thought about the desperate look in Tammy's eyes and couldn't say anything. My face and neck were flushed with embarrassment and anger, mostly at myself. I couldn't believe I had gotten myself into so much trouble. What was going to happen to me? At my silence, Dr. Copeland continued, "Whether you created the note or someone else did that for you is not the point." My panic was so great by now, I could only take shallow breaths. I knew I could be expelled when I was completely innocent. Why couldn't I open my mouth to tell them the truth? My emotions were all jumbled up inside, and I felt paralyzed. I was still in a state of shock at the cheating accusation itself. And in part, I was so stunned Tammy would cheat that I couldn't bring myself to accuse her. How could I have thought that it had been a personal note from me? I burned with shame at wanting so much to be liked, to belong to a circle of friends, that I had picked up something during a test. What would Ma say if I not only got kicked out, but for cheating? Both women were staring at me, waiting for my answer. There was a knock on the door. Mrs. Reynolds cracked it open. "Yes?" To my surprise, I heard Kurt's voice. "The assistant teacher gave me permission to come here. I have something to say." After he entered the office, Kurt spoke in a clear voice. "I saw Kimberly pick up that piece of paper." Dr. Copeland tapped her cheek with one finger. "And it was just lying there?" Kurt swallowed. He didn't know what I'd already told them. "I didn't see anything else, only her picking it up." "So, Kimberly, either you were very foolish, or you were picking up something you had dropped yourself, or your friend is covering up for you." My eyes shot to Kurt's. "He's not my friend," I said, before I could censor myself. Kurt had a wry smile on his face. "She's right. We've hardly spoken to each other before." I saw Dr. Copeland glance at Mrs. Reynolds, who gave a slight nod. Mrs. Reynolds was agreeing that Kurt and I weren't friends. "So the question is, were you picking up something dropped by someone else or by yourself?" Dr. Copeland said. "It's not my penmanship," I said. "The writing is so small, it's hard to tell." The time had come for honesty. "I am too smart to cheat," I said, feeling my face grow warm at my own arrogance. No good Chinese girl would say such a thing about herself. "It is under me." Dr. Copeland pulled one corner of her mouth back in a half smile. "You mean it's beneath you. All right, the two of you may return to the class and take the test. Mrs. Reynolds and I are going to discuss this further."